Now, back to Tesh Matters with Jeff Boggs, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
12 minutes after 11 o'clock, our Mellow Joy Coffee time, 367-1240, our phone number. Just got word from Richard Hebert. He's going to join us on the phone today, so if you do have a question or comment for Richard, why don't you go ahead and shoot me an email, teshmatters@kane1240.com. Find us on Facebook, our fan page, Tesh Matters, on Twitter, at Tesh Matters. He'll join us toward the bottom of the hour. But again, he'll be on the phone with us, so I won't be able to take callers. But if you do have a question or concern, something going on in your garden landscape, go ahead and shoot us an email. My pleasure, though, to welcome in the studios Barry Guyot with Iberia Crime Stoppers. How are you, sir?
Good, Jeff. How you doing?
Good, man. I understand you've had a big day today.
Yeah, spent almost a full tank of gas driving around trying to find gasoline.
it's wacky out there.
It's unreal. I mean, the stations, most stations don't have gas. The ones that do, there's lines wrapped around the, you know, around the corner to get in there, so I drove out to my buddy's place, Bernard Terradot's truck stop casino, Spanish Lake truck stop casino. Drove right up to a pump, filled up my car, and was able to get out with no problems.
There you go. One of our show sponsors, the Spanish Lake truck stop. And you know, I haven't seen Bernard in a little while. How's he doing?
I saw him the other day. He's doing good.
He and I
bought some Doge coins together, so he gives me an update every few days.
There you go. Ready for the apocalypse, holding on to those coins?
Right.
Just in case.
Yeah. Cash won't be worth anything.
There.
That's kind of what we're banking on, you know.
There you go.
It'll all be Dogecoin.
We're rooting for the apocalypse, so our Dogecoins, isn't it dog? Is there something about a dog?
Yeah, that's the little monocle on the coin itself.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Well, very good. You can take it. Can you accept these cryptocurrencies with the auction?
I don't believe. You can buy a Tesla with them, though.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, again, we'll look forward to buying our next Tesla.
Sure.
But, no, let's really talk about the auction. Crime Stoppers, of course, and we'll talk more about Crime Stoppers, what it's all about. But since we're talking about the auction.
We're about a week in right now, and I checked the site this morning. We have 51 items, and 20 of them have no bids yet. So go to the site. It's bidding for good/Iberia Crime Stoppers. Wait, biddingforgood.com/Iberia Crime Stoppers.
Gotcha.
And some of the items that aren't being bid on are very nice-looking items, you know, so you could probably get a go in there and place a bid and get it pretty cheap, you know.
Well, and it's early, though. Some people may be waiting, and you know, waiting out, you know. And again, I don't know the whole thought process or strategy on this, but you know, if you're going to bid early, and you need to go back and check, of course, to make sure no one's beat your bid and see if you want to consider it.
Exactly.
But that's probably why some people just wait toward the end and say, okay, I'm going to start getting heated about it the last week or so.
Exactly.
So, again, and I know Marty mentioned, I don't think there's a time limit. I think all the auction items come to an end at the same time, except the LSU tickets, I believe.
Right. The auction ends at midnight on the 30th of September, or whatever the last day of September is.
We're rolling with the 30th these days.
Right.
And, this year, there's only 30 days in September.
Right. But it's, you know, go to the site and look. There are a lot of really cool items. There's a Coca-Cola bicycle. There's all kind of, I think there's a Coca-Cola ice chest. And they're, you know, the items are actually pretty nice.
Yeah, but kind of a nostalgia, certainly, to the bike.
Right, exactly. I saw it. I didn't ride it, but I saw it. I don't think I can, if I got on a bike, I might not be able to get off these days.
easy to learn again.
Right.
What do they say about riding a bike? You know, it's you'll pick it back
pick
up.
Pick it back up. Yeah, pick it back up.
But there may be, where's some knee pads first?
Right.
You know?
One of those tortoiseshell helmets. let's get on to Crime Stoppers. I'll explain the purpose of Crime Stoppers. It's a nonprofit organization that was set up to take information from the public on crimes around the city or parish. And we have a couple of ways for you to submit your information to us. We have a landline, 364-TIPS. That's 364-TIPS. We have a website, www.p3tips.com. And either way, you put your information in, you're going to be issued a case number, and you use that case number to communicate back and forth with us. And also, when you we do pay rewards up to $1,000. So if your tip leads to an arrest, then you get a reward. It doesn't necessarily have to lead to a conviction. You get to keep the money.
There you go. You don't have to go to court. They don't know who you are. There's no way to get a subpoena to you.
That's exactly right.
So, again, just your information is all Crime Stoppers is looking for.
Sure, sure. You know, there's a lot of crime out there now, and it's just unbelievable. I don't know what I guess it's all of the a lot of these transients coming in from New Orleans, from the hurricanes. I mean, there are people here that we never had here before. So you're going to get a lot of that when after storms and things of that matter. We may get more because of Ida. You know, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a crime of the week this week. Let me read it. This is from the New Iberia PD. New Iberia Police Department is asking for the public's assistance with the investigation of a double homicide. On Thursday, July 22nd, 2021, shortly before 8:30 p.m., officers with the New Iberia Police Department responded to the 700 block of Mississippi Street in reference to a shots fired call. Upon the officers' arrival, two male victims were observed unresponsive, both with gunshot wounds. Both males died at the scene because of their injuries. Anyone having any information regarding this crime, please contact Crime Stoppers at 337-364-TIPS. And this would be one of those $1,000 rewards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, double homicide, unfortunate situation there. But again, 364-TIPS, 364-8477. The P3 app, an opportunity for a little two-way conversation. They still don't know who you are, but because you utilize the app, they can let you know if you have received an award.
Right.
That's pretty much the only way they let you know that, or maybe through p3tips.com. But, again, if you use the phone line, check back every once in a while to see if there's been any activity on your tip. But, again, as you mentioned, make sure you hold on to that case number.
Correct. That's correct. So,
any other news from the board?
No. I just want to say in closing, just get on that website, the Giving for Good.
biddingforgood.com/Iberia Crime Stoppers,
and look at the auction items, and you know, there's some good deals out there to be had, and it goes to a good cause too. So
yeah, we've mentioned this before, nonprofit organization, but not without expenses, including the reward money we've talked about.
Oh yeah, that's right. And we have we have software bills, we have insurances, there's things you wouldn't dream that an organization like ours has, have to incur.
Your salary.
Yeah, that's about a nickel a week, a nickel a year, I think.
I don't know if it's even that much.
No, not even.
It's negative because right. The investment in time and energy and things such as that.
And gasoline to get to the meetings, yeah.
No doubt. Yeah. So, anyway, Barry, we do appreciate the effort, and we know it's been paying off dividends over these 4 years. There are, certainly some positive effects. We know tips are getting called in. Reward money is being paid out. And again, it's just about helping you in your own community.
That's correct. That's exactly right.
All right. Anything else before we let you go?
I think that does it.
All right. Barry, always a pleasure. I will see you down the street.
Good deal. See you next week, too.